Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
As a lab leader, you started out with a vision to make a difference in the medical lab for yourself and your team. But you got distracted by challenges such as staffing shortages, conflicts to resolve, regulatory issues, and the list goes on. In putting out fires, it's easy to lose sight of the big goals and dreams that initially excited you. Your purpose gets really buried under the HR paperwork and the emails. And I know because I've been there, I've lost my spark, but I found a way to really ignite and keep the flame burning. And so in this episode of Elaborate Topics podcast, I will give you a roadmap to cut through all the noise and rediscover your passion as a medical lab leader. I'll be sharing strategies to help you to navigate the obstacles so you can start catapulting your success and fulfillment once again. So get ready to rediscover your fire, strategies for passionate, purposeful leadership in the lab. Welcome to Elaborate Topics Podcast. I'm your host and executive coach, Lona Small, and I'm so excited about today's episode. Elaborate Topics Podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host Tywana Wilson and Stephanie Whitehead help you to excel in your laboratory journey. Today, I'll bring you tools to help you to excel in your lab leadership career. With over 150 episodes, 50 countries, and 150,000 downloads, we are 3 years strong and counting. So subscribe and don't miss our newest episode each Tuesday. And be sure to tell your lab leadership friend about us so they can also benefit. So today we're talking about rediscover your fire, strategies for passionate, purposeful leadership in the lab. This episode is your roadmap, as I said, to cut through the noise and rediscover your passion. So I'll be sharing these strategies to help you to navigate these obstacles so that you can get back on your path for success to find fulfillment that you have always wanted. I know it won't be smooth, but with the right mindset and support in place, you can really rekindle your fire, your first spark for your leadership journey. And if you listen and really apply these steps that I'm sharing today, you can create the success in your leadership career that you always wanted. So let's just jump right in. Before I go in, I'd want to invite you to get pen and paper because this is really going to be an impactful episode for those of us in leadership who really want to achieve our desires or passion, and there are so many things that's getting in the way. And for some of us who really have not found our passion, this is also going to be really helpful. You want to make a difference, but you are not sure how. So the first thing is you want to uncover your calling. Your calling isn't something that somebody can tell you about. It's what you feel is the thing you can't not do. And that was by Oprah Winfrey. So first, it's essential to really understand what's unique for you. What's your unique purpose that's fueling you as a leader? And I would say, what niche of lab medicine really make you light up? For some people, it may be they're in research, so they may have research in a specific discipline. For some people, it may be process improvement, it may be training, They may want to be on a diagnostic committee that's going to really interface with other areas of the health system. And some people want to just be focused on their discipline, hematology, chemistry, microbiology. But it's so important to get really clear on that specialty that ignites your passion. How can you really take ownership of this niche unlike anyone else in your organization or community? So you may have other people in that particular area, but for you, it's probably going to be a different spin based on your passion, based on your unique skills. Your unique skills could be things that when you put it together, what is it that people say you're really great at? What is it that really lights you up? What are some of the training that you have done that could really make a little difference when it comes to your niche? What are the things that you're really passionate about in terms of curiosity, that fire, that spark that don't go away? That's really what you put together for your unique skill. But what's going to really make a difference is when you identify from your organization, what is it that it's a real need for your organization in terms of their goals and their objectives? How can you have that intersection of your unique niche with the unmet needs of your organization? And that is going to be fire. That is how you uncover your calling that's going to make a difference and that's going to make you stand out. So dream big about how you can leave a legacy in your organization or in your association to really make a difference as a leader in your niche. Let your purpose guide and inspire you. So basically what I'm saying, your calling is where your unique talents and interests intersect with the unmet organizational needs and goal. And that's that sweet spot. Example, for Jane, it was clinical microbiology. She saw an unmet need for antibiotic stewardship in her hospital. She found that as her sweet spot. The next thing is clarify the destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. That's by Yogi Berra. So with your professional purpose clarified, which we did before, envision the end result you feel driven to create. You want to paint this vivid picture. How will your accomplishment in your niche really transform maybe patient care, maybe transform your lab, maybe change the morale of your lab, whatever it is that your passion is? When you paint that vivid picture, how will that accomplishment in that niche that you have found make a difference? Go ahead and outline those benefits that you can foresee, whether it's improving diagnostic accuracy, reducing wait time, or just implementing maybe some innovative technology or something, depending on your niche. What are the benefits? Outline that and really get specific and excited about the change that you're going to spearhead. When you are really clear about your destination, the easier it is getting that path to get there. So right now, you're more focused on the destination. You're not focused on how. Don't get caught up on the how, because that sometimes becomes a major challenge or obstacle from getting you to have a clear vision of your outcome goal, your end goal. That's where you're focusing on. And if you are having any issues with that, season one, episode 66, setting a clear vision for your medical lab will be helpful. I know a lot of you already know that fire that's within you. So take that and start looking at your end goal on the impact and the benefit that your goal will have. So you're envisioning that specific impact that you want to create. You outline benefits to ignite your passion for change, and you're going to articulate your destination. So you want to be able to have a clear destination that you can articulate that. So Jane envisioned impacts like reducing antibiotic resistance through proper prescribing. So she outlined specific benefits to get excited about really driving that change. Number three, become fully immersed. Focus is a matter of deciding what things you're not going to do. And that's by John Carmack. So now it's time to remove the distraction and become 100% focused on your purpose. So a lot of times that becomes a problem. We know where we're going, but the busyness of the day gets in the way. And if you're really serious about really having that impact that you were born to have, that impact that does not go away, that Oprah Winfrey said is the thing you can't not do, and that's that thing, then it's going to be so important for you to remove the distraction. So you want to become 100% focused. So removing the distraction could mean delegating duties, could mean just totally not doing certain things. Look, you're not going to be the one sitting in your office with people coming in there to spend 2 hours of your time gossiping about something that happened. Or if there are things that you can delegate, you delegate. If there are things that you can send to your IT department to automate, you do that. But it's so important to get to that thing that you can't not do. And so that's how it's important for you to be 100% focused. So you want to surround yourself with the work that you're doing. You want to read journals, take courses, listen to podcasts to become a true master. You want to bring in mentors that may be excelling in that specialty. Doesn't mean that the mentors already did that. This is unique to you, but they may be in that area of specialty so they can provide insights that you've probably never considered. You want to really immerse yourself. You want to go to conferences, online lab leader communities. You want to just absorb different and new perspective in that area and just maintain that learning obsession. You want to get someone who can coach you through maybe setting clear goals, or you may need someone as an accountability partner when it comes to really staying on track. Become 100% immersed in your niche through learning and mentors, and avoid spreading yourself thin. So that's why it's important to delegate. So Jane immersed herself in conferences, journals, online communities to really become a true antibiotic stewardship expert. Number four, rally your team. Individual commitment to a group effort, that is what makes a team work. That's by Vince Lombardi. Don't just tell your team about this inspirational vision that you have. You want to make them feel it. You want to really communicate the importance so that they can connect with the why. You want to encourage ideas from your team. You want to encourage modification from them. So now we are in the process stage. You're clear about your destination. How do you get it? You can include your team in creating ways in which to get there. So encourage ideas and modification from them to make it their own. Champion diverse thinking to really arrive at best solutions. So you're getting as many perspectives as possible. You are united in purpose. And so with that, united in purpose, then your lab becomes this unstoppable force. So it's so important to communicate the why and encourage ideas to unite your team in purpose. And Jane did just that. She really communicated her vision for stewardship. She involved her staff in really designing certain intervention to unite them in purpose. And also she got others involved, not just the lab. She got nursing, she got pharmacy, she got different groups involved and formed an interdisciplinary team, and they were part of designing this. Now, number five is execute the plan. A goal without a plan is just a wish. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So you want to involve your team in co-creating certain things like goals, timelines, metrics. You want to really delegate responsibilities to different members of your team that's really related to getting to this vision. You want to agree on different measures to track your progress, measures for your outcomes, and don't forget your destination. You want to really stay laser focused on your end goal. But at the same time, you want to be celebrating small wins, small milestones together. Say, for instance, there's just, say, some improvement, your first improvement when it comes to certain metrics for your patients, celebrate. New technology implementation, celebrate. So in the meanwhile, while you're executing the plan, be ready to adjust. So you're analyzing your return on investment. I always encourage my teams or anyone that I'm coaching that's really focusing on goal setting or application to really set ROI metrics or impact data metrics. So if once you're analyzing those data during that execution, you can course correct. Course correct as needed, and it's okay because any big changes, you want to be persistent through any setback. So be prepared for things that may not be going and make adjustment in the process, and you're celebrating the wins. And so it's easier for you whenever there's setback to course correct and also be prepared for it. So in executing the plan, it's important to have clear goals and coordinated team engagement that will really turn your vision into reality. For Jane, she had her interdisciplinary team. They set metrics together for appropriately prescribing. And also they had timelines for really rolling out these interventions, and they persisted together when the obstacles came about. Number six, celebrate the wins, big wins. So the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. That was Oprah Winfrey. So when your big goals are finally achieved, celebrate collectively. You want to analyze together all the positive impacts that we talk about, setting those impacts and ROI, and also look at the impacts on lives, on patient lives, on improving things for your patients, for your team, for even team morale, even the culture of your team, even just training people who can actually start doing some of these things on their own. So celebrate those impacts and make sure that each person feel appreciated for their contribution, and publicly recognize people who went above and beyond. Rewards and recognition really solidify the achievement mindset in your team for future projects. So basically, recognize progress, reward results to build an achievement culture. Jane made sure to recognize her team publicly for significantly improving prescribing practices. So this really helped to build that achievement culture for her team. And number seven, expand your influence. A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. That's by James Keller. So after a really successful implementation, look for opportunities to spread the impact. It could be just having another of a similar project in a different unit, a different lab. You could be actually just spreading and expanding on it. Or you could be going at a larger scale. You could be driving change to a larger scale through new initiatives. But you want to expand your influence. You publish articles on some of the impact that have come about from that project. Speak at conferences. You can consult in other labs for that same passion that you have. You can host training seminars and become that voice of your niche. Now you are owning, you're mastering that niche. You become the voice of your niche. And you can pursue that as a lifelong journey of your purpose. So basically, you broaden your impact through sharing your niche expertise. And for Jane, she now teaches antibiotic stewardship seminars to share her niche expertise. And so you can use your success to really pursue those lifelong growth and impact like Jane, and really leave a legacy for your organization, for your association. And that is something that you're really passionate about. When you are really passionate about something, it's important for you to leave that as a legacy. So I'm just going to quickly go over the 7 steps that I shared. I know you probably were writing, and I hope you did, but I'm just going to quickly go over. So the first thing is to uncover your calling. The second one is to clarify the destination. The third thing is to become fully immersed. 4, rally your team. 5, execute the plan. 6, celebrate the wins. And 7, expand your influence. And so these strategies that we covered really is your blueprint to create massive positive change through your leadership. So when your career is fueled by passion and purpose, success will follow. And many lab leaders have a deep desire to make a difference, but they shy away because they don't want to be in the limelight. And I want to address that because it's sad when you have something that you want to share, but then there are things that's really keeping you back. And one thing I want to say that there are so many ways in which you can share your passion without being front and center on stage. You can publish it through journals. You can do virtual webinars that are recorded to just keep that legacy going. You can do recorded training. You can have posters. So that's so important. And even working with interdisciplinary teams on projects, some member of the team can present for you, and that does not diminish you as the leader in that space. Another thing I want to bring out is that one of the most common mistakes that lab leaders make is to really see someone else's success, maybe a mentor, and they mimic the exact thing that their mentor is doing. And one of the big challenges with that is that you try to mimic a mentor, and then it's not something that's coming from deep within you. So whenever the obstacles come in the way, it's easy for you to quit and you get frustrated and you don't get any satisfaction out of it. And you wonder why. You're like, I follow the prescription that my mentor put for me, but why is it that I'm not getting the satisfaction that they get? And I just want to make that clear to you that really a mentor is there as someone that can inspire you. They're there for inspiration, so you can really know that success is inevitable if you really believe that it's possible, that you can achieve it. And so the mentor should be there as inspiration. They can be there to help you with certain guidance, However, it's going to be really important for you to find your own passion, to find your own niche, to really stand out in your own space. And that is that fire that will keep burning within you. It's that thing that you can't not do, according to Oprah Winfrey. So if you're finding it difficult to find that thing within you, or if you need support with steps that I outline, just reach out to me. As a coach, we really help you to find your own passion, your own unique passion, your own blueprint. So you can always reach out to me at lonasmall@lonasmall.com. This was such a pleasure sharing with you in this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And you can listen to this or any other of our episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com or any of your favorite podcast platform or Labvine. So you can register on labvinelearning.com for free, and you'll have access to our podcast on VineStream. And you can also access other lab resources there. And you can also join Elaborate Topics Facebook and LinkedIn group. So get on Facebook and look for us on LinkedIn and share with us in this group. And you can email us at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com with any questions, suggestions for topics that you'd like to listen to. Or you can submit a request to be a guest on the show when you go into directimpactbroadcasting.com. And don't forget, send me a message on LinkedIn at Lona Gordon Small if you want to learn more about this topic or any similar topic. So this was really great sharing with you today. Until another Tuesday, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.